You're listening to The Positive Professional with me, Tracy Yvonne. Let's talk about self-care. So what is self-care exactly? Well, it's the act of taking care of yourself. It's doing exactly what you need to do to feel best all around. Now, this includes mentally, physically, and emotionally. See, each person has their own way to give themselves self-care. And it's simply doing the things that you like to do that helps you feel happy and healthy. And there's really no limit to what self-care is because it's all about what you like doing for yourself and your personality that makes you a better person. So why is self-care imperative? Well, it prevents stress. Most everyone lives with stress in their daily lives, but it's important to reduce this as much as possible. And there's plenty of medical research that shows that stress can cause many negative side effects. And this includes headaches, low energy, aches and pains, and even insomnia. Self-care also prevents burnout. Burnout is another form of extreme stress that results in physical and emotional exhaustion, negativity, lack of enjoyment, and feelings of hopelessness. Burnout typically happens when people are overworked or during events that you feel that you can't control. Self-care allows you to take a break from these activities that can result in burnout. Even if it's a simple 1 minute break where you can just close your eyes and breathe, it will help you to reduce this type of stress. And it also prevents negativity. Putting everyone else's needs over your own can turn into some harsh feelings. The feeling of not being important and that their needs overpower yours is a horrible feeling. The fact is, the more your needs are met, the more others' needs will be met too. And you will experience less bitterness and resentment towards others if you take care of yourself. Taking care of yourself should not be overlooked. And there are many benefits that result from a self-care routine. To really understand self-care, you need to understand yourself first. So take a second and ask yourself these questions to gain some clarity. What are the things I need to do to feel complete? What activities help me relieve stress? Is there anything I can eliminate from my daily schedule that's preventing me from taking care of myself? Am I happy with my exercise routine and am I eating healthy? Now, the way you answer these questions determines your self-care needs. Once you have defined your needs, all you need to do now is add it to your schedule and do them to reap the benefits. So remember, self-care is extremely beneficial for optimal health. So let's take a look at some of the few amazing benefits that you'll experience over time. The Positive Professional Podcast has been added to iHeartRadio. You can listen to iHeartRadio on any Android, iOS device, and on iHeartRadio.com. Benefits of a self-care routine. Increased positivity. Adding these activities to your schedule will give you something to look forward to. Now you will no longer be thinking about how bad your day is and be looking forward to that self-care activity. Increase self-confidence. Your needs are now a top priority, and that's a good thing. Self-confidence will naturally increase because you're simply doing the things that make you feel good. Improved immunity. Self-care allows you to give your body a break from stress, anxiety, and emotional trauma. Stress and depression can overload your mind and body, which is crucial to reduce as much as possible. Better relationships. See, the more your needs are met, the better relationships will be with other people. When you're feeling down about yourself and don't feel important, chances are that's what you're putting onto others. And higher productivity. See, all the benefits that I talked about before help increases your productivity at work and at home. Less stress, higher immunity, and higher self-confidence all help to boost productivity. Do what you know, love, and want. It doesn't have to require money or be anything extravagant. You can meditate or get up early, read a book, or go for a walk, or some simple ideas. See, neglecting yourself and putting your needs on a back burner eventually leads to an unhealthy life. Self-care needs to be part of everyone's personal schedule and shouldn't be overlooked due to time or because someone believes it's selfish. Self-care is essential to having a healthy, productive, and happy life. So if you find yourself at any point feeling stressed, overwhelmed, or just negative towards people, stop what you're doing immediately. You can easily take a few minutes to refocus your mind, and this will allow you to relax and adjust your attitude. Remember, self-care is all about you as an individual, and you'll be amazed at how much more productive you'll be if you just put yourself first. Stay safe and be well.